Hello, and welcome to the BlueRock Diamonds shareholder Q&A call. My name is Jess, and I'll be your coordinator for today's event. For the duration of the call, your lines will be on listen only. However, if at any point you require assistance, please press star zero on your telephone keypad, and you will be connected to an operator. I will now hand you over to your host, Mike Houston, to begin today's call. Thank you.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for your ongoing interest in BlueRock Diamonds and for your many pertinent questions. With so much uncertainty in our world at the moment, this is an extremely important Q&A session for shareholders and potential investors. But I wanted to assure you up front that we're doing everything possible to ensure BlueRock Diamonds is well positioned to recommence operation as soon as practical. I've asked Gus, our COO, and David, our CFO, to handle questions pertaining to their areas of responsibility, and we have taken the liberty of combining some questions where they link to really the same answer. I'll now hand you over to Gus to kick off proceedings.
Thank you, Mike, and I'll just answer the operational-related questions. In the first question was, how long do you think it is likely that South Africa will be on lockdown? It's impossible to say, but we'll get clear understanding on the 24th of April. However, South Africa has been complimented for acting early and firmly, and hopefully this augurs well. The second question was, how long can the project be kept on care and maintenance before BRD runs out of cash? Difficult to state a period as there are so many variables on how long the lockdown period will be for. We've done our best to reduce our costs to a minimum with a small care and maintenance team on site. Our employees have been sent through for follow-up. Contracts with major suppliers suspended during this period. In addition, we are looking at relief packages offered by the South African government, which will assist in reducing cash burn with regards to employees on follow-up. At these reduced cost structures, the funds are available and the diamonds in stock will sustain the cane maintenance for some time. The third question. Do you foresee other more frequent significant diamond discoveries once operations are back up and running? Why have BlueRock not found any significant carat diamonds since September? And we've indicated that the resource of KV1 is significantly bigger than originally stated. Our competent person is updating the resource statement as we speak, which will reflect these increases. There are also opportunities in KV3, which we haven't started mining as yet. The grades at lower levels have been confirmed to be much better compared to the near-surface 10 to 20-meter zones. The majority of the remaining resource in KV1 and KV2 will be mined at these higher grades in the near future. We remain confident that the average diamond findings will be similar or better than what we found in Q3 and Q4 in 2019. Diamonds recovered depend on materials being processed. During Q2, Q3, and 4 last year, larger diamonds were recovered as mining was done in coherent kimberlite areas in KV1 at deeper levels in comparison to what we mined in Q1 2020, where mining was on shallow areas on non-coherent kimberlites, which appears to have less larger diamonds. This mining was and is necessary in us opening up the bigger single pit for KV1 and KV2, which will give us material mining benefits in the future. Our competent geologist is still confident that the larger stones will come as more tonnages are processed through the plant and we mine cleaner, deeper kimberlite. The fourth question was, what are the next stages to be completed imminently after the COVID-19 lockdown date? Our care and maintenance teams have been keeping the plant in a state of readiness. We sit with 30,000 plus tons available on stockpile. The startup will depend purely on market conditions. Initial steps will be, I think it's important that we confirm the market for the diamonds, consider options for direct exports if travel ban on buyers still an issue in South Africa. We have engaged our contractors and suppliers to be ready and available for a quick startup once a decision has been made to open up the mine and the market is conducive. What is the new timeline for completion of the Nomvisto plant? A revised plan will depend on the market condition extent of the COVID-19. This will be communicated once a clearer understanding of the market is in place. How is progress with connecting to the national grid? Has capital been injected? Can you explain what you have spent so far in Q1 on upgrading operations? Minimum funds have been committed as yet on the project work, which we outlined when we did the fundraise. Work on national grid line was suspended as a result of the COVID-19 impact. To date, we have spent plus or minus £200,000 on the project, mainly for dismantling and transporting of the plant to the mine or to the site. We've done a lot of planning, design, and drawings for the new plant and putting out of tenders for equipment. In addition, we've also recruited a few key project skills for the project. I'll pass on to David to take you through the finance-related issues.
Thanks, Doc. We've had a number of questions relating to essentially the same thing, which is, you know, what is our anticipated monthly cash burn, and I guess inherently, how long can we survive under the present conditions? So I will deal with all of these questions together. As we mentioned in our quarterly update, we have already reduced costs to the minimum. The only costs that we are now incurring in South Africa are, in line with Gus's earlier comments, minimum labour costs and surface rental, both of which have been reduced significantly from their previous levels. We have also cut Brazil Diamonds costs by 30%. The position still remains uncertain, however, including the South African government's position going forward on their lockdown strategy and what support will be put in place for companies like ours. So whilst we're not in a position to give a clear answer as to the monthly burn whilst in care and maintenance, we have been asked specifically whether we will need to raise funds if the market shutdown in South Africa lasts for 3 months. And the answer to that is no. However, the length of closure will have an impact upon how quickly we can implement our growth strategy. In any event, we are exploring all avenues in relation to the marketing of our diamonds to enable us to recommend operations as soon as possible. The second question is, will directors increase their holding to bring confidence in the market for BRD's shares? The directors are already highly exposed to the performance of BRD as they have significant holdings in the company, and their compensation is highly geared towards the success of the company through options, the majority of which are at a price significantly higher than the current share price. And what is BRD's long-term plans regarding its options? Well, at the moment, we have issued the maximum amount allowed under our scheme, which is 15% of the share capital, and currently there are no further plans to issue any other options. The next question is, post the COVID-19 period, what are our plans with further acquisitions of other projects? Our strategy has always been to finish the development of Drearflay before embarking on other projects. Nevertheless, we continue to look at other opportunities as and when they are presented to us, and undoubtedly there may be opportunities arising out of the casualties of the coronavirus pandemic. And the final question here is, will furloughing have sufficient impact in the long run if COVID-19 persists? The biggest threat to you is to our skilled people who may look for other opportunities, but the likelihood is if we are not operating, then other mining companies will also not be operating. In any event, we are doing what we can to retain them. And I'd like now to hand back to Mike, who will look at the general outlook in the market.
Thanks, David. First question, before the outbreak of COVID-19, why do you think the share price was being held back when it should have been increasing? We've been surprised by the negative movement in the share price. Management have delivered on what they said for 2019 and quarter one 2020, and we had a successful capital raise in quarter one to expand the operations. We had developed a marketing strategy to enhance our social media exposure, which we were going to push through in quarter one, but with the current uncertainty, it has been, you understand, been put on hold. When does Blue Rock Diamonds foresee being able to sell diamonds at international tenders? Again, this is a difficult question, strictly linked to certain countries allowing people to go back to work and buyers able to travel. In our planning and from the best information we could get, people seem to think it would be somewhere around June. However, we're investigating every avenue to sell our diamonds, and subject to us getting back into production, we are very encouraged by the findings to date. Next question, historically, how's the diamond market fared in comparison to other commodities in time of crisis? I understand, and this is really asking about the impact of the 2008-2010 financial meltdown, where there was clearly a negative impact in the market, but we understand diamonds recovered better than most commodities. The staggered impact of the current situation may help with China already open for business and hopefully other countries following shortly. Just really to stress, our high quality and the demand for the Drearflay diamonds should put us in a strong position once we get into that selling mode. Is Teichmann, the strategic partner, supportive during this difficult period? Yes, very supportive and working closely with management's efforts, as are other major contractors. Next question, is Blue Rock Diamond courting the idea of a takeover if this COVID-19 period threatens the company's ability to continue? No. At present, to be honest, we haven't thought it along these lines at all. At present, every effort's focused on ensuring the business gets back into operation as soon as possible. How do you plan to improve the share price? Our focus has always been on to keep delivering on our short and mid-term strategy and build further confidence. And then I think just right at this moment in time, BRD currently well-placed with cash resources and a very low monthly holding cost. That, ladies and gentlemen, covers all of the questions, and we thank you again. And we will obviously keep shareholders and the market briefed regularly. Thank you once again, and please look after yourselves.
Thank you for joining today's call. You may now disconnect your lines.